You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
A lot of speculation that Jim Harbaugh will leave the University of Michigan and return to the NFL. But one guy who thinks that it's a bad idea is former NFL quarterback Chris Sims. Chris Sims is the son of former Giants quarterback Phil Sims. Chris Sims, currently a reporter for Bleacher Report. Yesterday he was on the Dan Patrick Show on Peacock, and Dan asked Sims about Harbaugh, and Sims quickly pointed out that Harbaugh is probably wearing thin on the nerves of his coaching staff in Michigan, as well as those in the athletic department, because
after 3 years, everybody gets sick of him. You know, he treats people not the greatest at times. He didn't treat me good. I don't like him. I root for against him all the time. I don't like Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, so Dan Patrick then asked Sims, well, what's the deal? You never played for him. What's the deal?
Oh, he was such a jerk. One of my first interviews I ever had at Bleacher Report, he stopped the interview like after my third question because I asked him about Colin Kaepernick's contract situation. And he took off his mic and said, I'm done with this, and tell your dad I said hi, and that was it. So from that point on, I root for Ohio State always and root against Jim Harbaugh. Screw him.
There you go. Dan Patrick, though, then pointed out the obvious.
He was thoughtful to say, tell your dad hi.
Yeah, what a nice guy. What a nice guy. And then I know too many stories about, again, everything. Coaches that have worked for him. Hey, he went to Michigan. He took the job. He didn't even tell any of his coaches in the San Francisco staff. He just called them and was like, hey, I'm in Michigan. I'm staying here. You guys figure it out yourselves. Oh, great, coach. Thanks for being such a great leader. So it's stuff like that where I'm very loving of John Harbaugh. I think he's the man and has the Midas touch with people. Jim, not so much.
Yeah, so he and honestly, it's not shocking that Chris Sims had that to say, because you've heard bits and pieces, things here and there about Jim Harbaugh being complete D-bag before, so it's not shocking.
Right.
The Houston Texans are interviewing for their head coaching position, and former NFL quarterback Josh McCown, who recently retired, was interviewed yet again. He was interviewed last year but got beaten out by David Culley. The Texans really like McCown, despite the fact he has no head coaching experience and he's only 42. They say he's considered a viable candidate for the job, but they're not saying he's the guy, but they interviewed him again. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has been fined $25,000 by the league for his post-game comments related to game officials following the loss to the 49ers. After the loss, Prescott gave the fans credit, like an attaboy, for throwing bottles and debris at officials on the field, and that's going to cost him $25,000, which is nothing, nothing to Dak Prescott.
Right.
Following the Bills' beatdown of the Patriots on Saturday night, Bill Belichick, Patriots head coach, walked into the Bills locker room, which this doesn't happen that often, where a head coach from an opposing team walks into the opposing locker room. Doesn't happen as often as you might think.
All right.
But Bill Belichick's one of those guys that never gets carted at the door. He can walk into anybody's locker room.
Of course, he's Bill Belichick.
Yes. Well, he walked in there specifically to speak to Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Bills who had just tore up the Patriots defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Allen was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and he was asked what Belichick said.
He came up to me, which is really cool. I got a lot of respect for him and what he's done over his career, and obviously he's one of the, if not the greatest coach of all time. So for him to come up to me after a game and just kind of give me some kudos and dap me up meant a lot to me, just knowing the type of, like I said, coach that he is, the type of players that he's been around and he's coached, and obviously the success that he's had throughout his career. So it was a pretty cool moment for me.
Yeah. So in other words,
wow.
Yeah, you know, when you become a free agent, if you want to come up to New England.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you.
The Houston Texans are looking for a new head coach, and they've interviewed former NFL quarterback Josh McCown. He's only 42. He has no coaching experience, but they love this guy. They interviewed him last year. He was beaten out by David Culley, but Culley was fired by the Texans last week. The Texans saying that he is considered a viable candidate for the job. I have to tell you, I already know the headline. The Texans suck, and if they don't have a quarterback, they're going to continue to suck. And if McCown gets the job, I can guarantee you at some point during the season, you will see the headline, Tears of McCown. Because now, of course, that's a 20%er, because Michael has no idea what I'm talking about.
Nope.
There was a huge hit by Smokey Robinson, the guy who wished Happy Chinooka.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Back in the day, back in the 60s, his biggest hit, Tears of a Clown.
Tears of a Clown. It was written about, you remember there's an opera character, Pagliacci.
Sure,
he's this sad clown.
Uh-huh.
And so this is a
song
modern
about
version
it.
About,
yes.
He appears this one way, but inside he's crying.
So when I say Tears of a Clown, Michael's looking at me like, I'd laugh, but I have no idea what that is.
Tears of a Clown.
Sebastian Maniscalco, one of your favorite comedians, Rick. He was on the Rich Eisen show on Peacock yesterday.
Yep.
And he is a huge NFL fan, loves the NFL, but
hadn't gone
to an NFL game since when he was a kid.
All right.
Until the Monday night wild card game in Los Angeles. So he's talking about this yesterday with Rich.
I haven't been to a professional football game since Soldier Field 1981.
Are you serious?
Yes, sat in the end zone seats, January, -7, brought our own food.
What do you mean you brought your own food? You brought your own food for the pregame or into the Soldier Field?
But for, you know, we weren't going to go to the concessions. My dad wasn't going to pay football prices for hot dogs, so we snuck in our own lunch.
Yes, that's what you did. That's what we did. We did Mets games and Jets games. So he's talking about that. They did fact check him. They didn't start playing January games until 83 or 84. So it was late December. They looked it up. Now, he goes on to explain that things are very different because he finally went to another game after all these years. He was invited as a guest of J.J. Watt. He's friends with J.J., knows J.J. for a while.
Okay.
And J.J. Watt plays for the Cardinals, put him in a luxury suite at SoFi Stadium for Monday night's wild card game in which J.J. Watt and the Cardinals lost to the Rams. But here he is talking about that stadium.
Yes, right, they got a DJ. They got pyrotechnics that – I can't even have a conversation. There's a speaker right there constantly with the music.
It's like a club. Yes.
And, it was cool. But, I mean, it looks beautiful.
It does.
The stadium, the way it's laid out, looks like a movie set.
Yeah, it looks like a movie set. They say that it's the greatest stadium on the planet now, SoFi Stadium, it's unbelievable. But it doesn't really... You know, there's a football game going on, but there's a lot of other stuff happening. He was also asked about NFL jerseys that he owns, and he doesn't own an NFL jersey.
Okay.
For a specific reason.
I noticed the people that are getting in fights at the game are always in a jersey. Right? You never see two guys in suits going at it on the mezzanine. You know? So... I like to stay away from any type of finalia.
Yeah, so he also said that one of the greatest things about being a successful comedian, God's blessed him, blah, 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 is that he gets to meet famous people. They come backstage to meet him, and it's just amazing. It's amazing.
To see Montana and
Joe Montana
Uch
and Steve
backstage.
It's not Montana? It's not Montana?
No, I
don't. Mariucci?
I think me and Mariucci are on that level. Montana and I are, you know, it's more of a respect Montana more than Mariucci.
They're laughing at anything he says.
I know that.
And then he makes a very good point. And sometimes, you know, we get to interview, you know, when you get to meet a legend, and sometimes you're like, what the hell do I say to this person?
It's like, I don't know what to say a lot of the times. You know, it's kind of... Oh, yeah, what am I going to say? The catch. I mean, with
Montana, what do I say?
The catch. Guys. Actually, Montana was rattling off pizza recipes. He's a big pizza guy.
Yeah, okay.
He was talking about making some pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, the catch, you know, which was a famous NFL play that Joe Montana completed past late Dwight Clark to beat the Cowboys in an NFC championship game. Back in 2016, the Cavaliers won the NBA title by beating the Golden State Warriors, thus ending a 50-year championship drought for the city of Cleveland. On that team was LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. And it was Kyrie, not LeBron, who clinched the title in Game 7 on this play.
Irving and Curry, one-on-one. Irving puts it up. It's good! Kyrie Irving from downtown! And the Cavaliers by 3!
And that would win the title. Now, he's no longer with the Cavaliers, obviously. He's gone to the Celtics, and now he's on the Brooklyn Nets. And on Monday night, he was playing the Cavaliers in Cleveland. And, and there was a fan that was heckling him. And he got caught on camera saying, you ready? Got y'all a championship, mother effers. Still ungrateful?
Oh, wow.
Anyways, he's been fined $25,000 by the league for that. In college hoops last night, not a good night for Virginia schools. ODU losing to Rice, 77-69. William & Mary lost to Delaware, 84-74. And JMU lost to UNC Wilmington by 1, 71-70. In the NBA, the Pelicans knocked off the Knicks. Suns beat Dallas and the Pacers. The shorthanded Pacers the shorthanded Pacers, a team that's not that good, playing the Golden State Warriors. Beat them, bastards. They did it in overtime. On the ice last night, the Boston Bruins topped the Capitals 4-3, Columbus Blue Jackets over the Flyers 2-1, Penguins over the Ottawa Senators 6-4. And here is your fun fact.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Now, unfortunately, in case you don't know yet, the singer Meatloaf, that would do anything for love, but he won't do that, passed away last night.
Right.
He's no longer with us. He died at the age of 74. But here is a great Meatloaf fun fact. Jim Steinman, the guy who wrote the Bat Out of Hell album for Meatloaf, is a great writer and has written many other hits. And one particular hit almost went to Meatloaf. As a matter of fact, there may be a recording of this song by Meatloaf. It was an album that was never released, Renegade Angel. So there might be a recording of it somewhere by Meatloaf.
Wow.
But the song was originally done by Bonnie Tyler, but made more famous by the Dan Band.
Turn around, every now and then I get a little bit terrified. I see the f***ing look in your eyes. Turn around, bright eye. Every now and then I pull a turn around, bright eye. You're f***ing every now and then I pull a pull.
Yes.
And I need you now.
Total
tonight.
Eclipse of the heart.
It
was almost a Meatloaf song.
I can hear it.
I can hear it.
You can hear Dan Band doing it. By the way, fun fact, we were enamored with the Dan Band. We loved the Dan Band.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to get them to come to the luau.
Yes.
And they wanted about as much money as, like, Kiss or somebody. It was crazy dollars.
It was a lot of money, but they weren't on tour. They were going to have to.
You were going to have to fly them in.
We were going to have to pay for all the back line. They weren't going to bring their instruments.
Yeah,
the whole thing. I've seen the Dan Band in concert. They're phenomenal.
Oh, have
you? Yeah, they played the Norva. They were incredible. They have an
and they really do play out too. Like you can hire them for a wedding. It's going to cost you, but people do it.
Awesome.
People do it.
They have a mini Grease musical in the middle of their show.
Nice,
very funny.
Did that Richard Cheese we tried to get one year.
We tried to get Barry Williams, Greg Brady.
Really?
One year.
Yes.
And that was close. That was close.
Yeah.
And then we were like, what are we doing?